Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 8, 2021. The World Health Organization's Office for Europe said kids 5 to 14 now account for the highest infection rates in the region. Overall cases and deaths have more than doubled in the last 2 months in the 53-country region, and the Omicron variant has been seen in 21 of those 53 countries. Early data out of South Africa suggests the Pfizer vaccine appears to be less effective against Omicron. Researchers found there was about a 40-fold reduction in vaccine-induced antibodies that could neutralize the new variant. That means Omicron seems more skilled at evading the antibodies generated by Pfizer than the Beta variant, which only saw a 3-fold reduction. More home COVID testing is good, right? The U.S. administration is even talking about reimbursing home test kit purchases. But is it? Some health officials are pointing out that tests taken at home, regardless of whether they're positive or negative, never get reported, and that is going to make tracking COVID data, which was already a challenge, even harder. Speaking of testing, the FDA says the Omicron variant may be more successful at evading tests for it. There are three kinds of tests: serology or blood antibodies, antigen, and PCR. If there are enough mutations in a variant, Omicron has 32 of them, that could generate more false negatives. Here's the latest thing people are saying can help with COVID: seaweed. Well, actually, sea lettuce. Lab experiments show an extract of this algae could be beneficial in the pandemic fight. Other studies of other edible seaweed have shown promise, but this one has been tested specifically as an antiviral treatment against certain viruses. Scientists say more seaweed tests are needed to be sure. In the United States, cases were up 28%, deaths are up 13%, and hospitalizations are up 18% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since November 29th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Wyoming, Montana, West Virginia, Michigan, and Kentucky. There are 9,715,064 active cases in the United States. The five states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Delaware 62%, Connecticut 60%, Rhode Island 53%, and Indiana and Massachusetts 49%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Fayette, Indiana; Bennington, Vermont; Allen, Kansas; Waseca, Minnesota; Vermilion, Illinois; Socorro, New Mexico; Sullivan, New Hampshire; Rush, Indiana; Neosho, Kansas; and Valencia, New Mexico. There have been at least 791,514 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 74%, Rhode Island at 73.7%, and Maine unchanged at 72.9%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming unchanged at 46%, Alabama unchanged at 46.5%, and Mississippi unchanged at 47.1%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is now 60%. Globally, cases were up 10% and deaths were flat over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 21,338,368 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 107,642, France, 59,019, Germany, 51,512, the UK, 45,691, and Russia, 31,096. There have been at least 5,270,558 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.